For many Birmingham residents, gunfire is a familiar sound, especially around holidays, with bullets falling towards rooftops and city streets. Reverend Edward Davis says last year a bullet struck his home during the 4th of July.
Came down on my house and put a hole at it, go up there and patch it.
Davis is a lifelong resident of the Wylam community in West Birmingham. As president of the Wylam Neighborhood Association, Davis says he's seen the community evolve over the years.
Crime hasn't always been an issue. This has been a relatively quiet neighborhood. And I think when the government took out their projects and things, and they started distributing the people out in Section 8 homes, and I think that's when, you know, most of our crime started escalating. Matter of fact, we still have gunfire, but I don't think it's as prevalent as it was when it first started. You know, I've had problems right here across the street from me there, you know. Laying up in the bed here at 3 o'clock in the morning, I hear something like a war going on out there.
And Reverend Davis isn't alone. Since 2005, Birmingham has ranked among the top 10 most dangerous cities in the U.S., according to Morgan Quitno's Crime Index. And in a city with crime, there's bound to be guns. To help combat gunfire on city streets, the Birmingham Police Department recently spent nearly $1 million of federal grant money to install ShotSpotter, a gunshot detection system. James Beldock heads the company.
When it hears the unique acoustic fingerprint of gunfire, it calculates the location of the gun, and then it tells the police where that gun is just about instantaneously.
To monitor for gunfire, hidden sensors were installed throughout the city. Beldock says the system is similar to the old Boy Scout trick of watching for lightning, then counting off the seconds until you hear thunder.
If you do that from more than one location, you can in fact triangulate the location of the gunfire simply on the basis of when each of our ShotSpotter sensors hears the sound of a single gun. And when it gets a pattern that looks like gunfire, it does all the math, and then a red dot pops up on a map of the city in police dispatch.
You'll find Birmingham Dispatch in the basement of City Hall. Here, Lieutenant Elaine Driver oversees ShotSpotter and the city's 911 call center.
ShotSpotter is valuable. I mean, we can get somebody on the way very quickly with that.
Driver says while the program can be a useful tool for police, the public's involvement is also crucial.
We don't want to replace the citizens calling in with ShotSpotter. We want to use it in conjunction with each other. It's very valuable for us to have the citizens call in and give us information.
Since going online in January, the system has recorded over 2,000 incidents of gunfire. But it's not that simple. In May, there were roughly 1,200 alarms, but only a quarter were actual gunfire. That's one problem with the system. Fireworks, car backfires, or even dogs barking can trigger ShotSpotter.
We have lots of random gunfire occurring in these places, and we want to stop the gunfire, not necessarily arrest all the people that are shooting off the gun.
That's John Sloan, a criminologist at UAB. He says ShotSpotter may not be the right tool if the public is expecting arrests.
This technology is designed to identify where hot spots of gunfire are occurring. It's not intended to capture an individual discharging a weapon while they're running out of a convenience store that they've just robbed.
And that's where ShotSpotter fails to impress some people. Since January, only two arrests have been credited to the system. Reverend Edward Davis of Wylam questions if money could have been better spent on extra manpower.
We have only one patrol squad here per shift. And they have such a vast area to cover from Wylam out to Birmingham Port. So when he's in Birmingham Port, he can't be here.
Reverend Davis does agree it's important for the public to assist the police. And he says to become a safe neighborhood, residents need to be aware of their surroundings and not turn a blind eye to crime happening down the road.
But then what's going to happen when it come up the street to you? Then you come to the neighborhood meeting complaining.
Davis says only through vigilance and cooperation will his neighborhood improve while reducing gunfire. For WBHM, I'm Colin Corello.